Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the best I could do today.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay. No problem. When I said I was ready, I completely lied. I mean, I'm ready to start the show. I just don't have all of the windows up, man. It's Monday. I had a meeting with the Breaking Geek radio crew to discuss
maybe the greatest
some business. I love business. Huh? Business. Yes. And no, it was good meeting. You guys should definitely check out Breaking Geek Radio here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. All right, I'm going to get everything else up as I go along. So let's start the show for real and say hello, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from. I am Kyle, joined once again by Manny. And yeah, hit subscribe if you haven't already. If you have, thank you very much. Check out Breaking Geek Radio, AVR Squared, which is our anime content, the Cantina for Star Wars sometime in June, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem for Secret Invasion. Oh, wait, we've got Guardians before that. But yeah, lots of great content goes up on your favorite podcast apps. And welcome back. We had a bit of a break. Manny went and did a bunch of convention stuff, and then he had to go do some special Disney stuff, and yeah. So it's been a minute, Manny. How you been, man? How was WonderCon?
It was actually quite disappointing, to be honest with you. The only saving grace of WonderCon this year was just the people, really. And other than that, like, nobody really showed up. They have Knights of the Zodiac as their you know, featured movie
headline thing.
And then Peacock NBC took two shows that are way already into their first season, you know, just kind of there. CBS took True Lies, and that's really, yeah, there was nothing necessarily special about the show. And then we definitely noticed, you know, less people, and the show floor seemed smaller and smaller. It seems like it's getting smaller every year. Quite disappointing, but of course the saving grace is the same old folks that you get to see and you get to hang out with, really.
Yeah,
that's always fun. That's how it went. I mean, we did the thing. That's what's important, I guess. But it wasn't anything special.
That sucks, man. Think about that, and you think about other conventions that have either suffered or now been canceled. You know, E3
got canceled
last week. The last of you know, who was interested pulled out. Ubisoft seems to have gotten word early because they said they would do it if it happened, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we're not doing it. And then boom, it was canceled. Not saying they did get early, just saying it seems possible. It sucks, man, because competition is always a good thing in like everything, and that includes conventions. I mean, having regional conventions is awesome. Having multiple big conventions on the coasts is awesome because it gives people options, both in time and in their spending, you know, because you can spend more at a regional, a little less on the nearest coast to you, and a whole lot less going coast to coast, you know, going very far away. So seeing conventions die just means they consolidate into the bigger ones, your San Diego Comic-Con, your New York Comic-Con, you know, things like South by Southwest, and Anime Expo is a big one. But WonderCon used to be a big deal. Like,
yeah,
it used to be a pretty damn big deal. The big three, you know, out there, Ape, Alternate Press Expo, or Alternative Press Expo, I forget, Alternate Press Expo, I think, WonderCon and San Diego Comic-Con, the Comic-Con. Like, now it's, you just, everyone does their own thing, which is cheaper, mm-hmm. relatively, and there's less competition when it's just your shit that you're showing off. But man, it hurts the convention goers, and we've seen, you know, New York last year, San Diego last year, Anime Expo last year, all did really, really well, you know, and people are excited to get back out, cosplay, and sure, you can do all the announcements you want online. You don't get any of the experience, though. You know, you don't get the cosplaying, you don't get the interactions, the long line conversations about Doctor Who or mm-hmm. The latest Street Fighter or whatever you're in line for. You know, that's all, to me, that part of a convention is better than seeing a trailer first. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool, but it's the act of being there, man.
Yeah, so I wouldn't really say it's like detrimental to the regular fan that's going. It's just more for the ones that have been doing it for over a decade, like me, for example, mm-hmm. that can really see the palpable difference, because I'd say like your average show, if they're going with their family for a second or third time, some of the things that they're going for, they're going to get that experience. There's always still a load of cosplayers who do a fantastic job with their characters, and there's always people excited just to buy the most random knickknacks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Artist Alley was bare this year. I think that's what made me the saddest. There wasn't, so Artist Alley is usually kind of the point where you can meet a lot of your favorite artists in comics. Mm-hmm. There was some of them, and then there was a lot of reprint people and people who kind of just copy art that they shouldn't really be there. So that's another issue. But yeah, so so if you're average Joe, I think you're still having fun. But for someone who's done it for so long and knows the potential of what these shows could be, it's definitely it sucks. But you know, that's what happens with the changing of the time.
Yeah, I get why, especially video game companies these days, when you don't want someone to play a demo of your game because it's really, really not ready, and having a online only or mainly online, you know, maybe only press in person, online show like a Nintendo Direct or a State of Play enables you to deliver footage super cheap, super quick. you know, feed. And when you do that all throughout the year, you don't necessarily need a big hoopla for a particular one, but you can. And Sony is doing theirs, Nintendo and Microsoft following, not following, but doing the same. I get it, but man, the bad thing is I don't think any of these companies are pulling out because it's not, because the events don't work or don't fill up. Of course, there was the situations during the pandemic, but it's all just about the bottom dollar, man. It's not like the market for a convention dried up. Maybe things needed to be scaled down a bit, but it wasn't like Comic-Con wasn't huge in 2019. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Comic-Con was just packed in last year. It's just a matter of studios deciding to take their ball home, and playing with it over there.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's not that hard to understand why they would want to take their ball home and necessarily keep costs down when you look at, especially for movie theaters or movie companies, studios, the box office numbers, man, are still, you know, not what you would like to see. 96 million for this weekend, including the new and relatively well-liked and well-reviewed, not even relatively, absolutely well-reviewed, Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves. Breaking Geek Radio reviewed that. You guys can check it out here on the channel. See? Boom, right there. It brought in 38.5. I'm actually impressed with that. John Wick, second weekend, 62% drop down to 28 million, and a new film from Angel Studios, His Only Son, brought in 5 million. Sounds like it's probably a Christian movie, I'm guessing. Scream, 5.3, 36% drop in its fourth week. Feels like it's been out longer. And the top five round out with Creed, 39% drop. Oh my God, I gotta mention Shazam's only made $53 million domestically since releasing 3 weeks ago. That is rough, man. Damn. Did you see any movies this weekend, Manny?
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons. It was really good. Really good.
There you go.
Yeah. I will say this weekend was a particularly hard weekend for theaters in general. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Final Four and stuff like that.
Final Four, CMTs, it's WrestleMania weekend. I mean, it's like it's really one of the nicer weekends also that we've had in a while, especially here in California. There's a lot of there's a lot of festivals going on. I mean, just in general, like there's a whole lot of other stuff going on to do. You know, unless you have that, you know, that tentpole film that's going to, you know, like the John Wick or like a, I don't know, something with the bigger name on it, you weren't going to get that many people in the seats. And now, given the word of mouth, it may have a little bit of a staying power of maybe a less of a drop, but who knows? It may have to, in order to continue on to do other things, maybe it goes into a series or something like that. But I mean, they did a great job with the film, so I think it has the potential to do more. But we'll see. It may be one of those cases where it really takes off stream, and when it gets to streaming, it might benefit from that.
Yeah.
So not really. I mean, this weekend will tell you a lot about where we at with theaters, because we have a huge movie this weekend. So,
well, I mean, the bad thing is it hits on Wednesday.
So it's not bad.
It's week. No, I'm saying the weekend number, like when you look at just the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, won't be necessarily as impactful. However, it is releasing on a Wednesday because nationwide, a shit ton of schools are hitting spring break. My son's starts on Friday. Well, technically starts Monday, but they're off on Friday too. So we're seeing it on Friday. So it's going to have, it is going to look good, but I don't know how much impact Wednesday and Thursday showings are going to have on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But
I mean, like yeah. When it happens, I don't care as long as it makes the money. Yes. We're watching it on Wednesday. We made the decision last night. So, nice. Yeah, my daughter's off this week
now.
Yeah. My daughter's off this week. She's already off. So, it's not a problem. I think we're going to go. We talked about it last night. We're going to go see it in 4D, 40X so that we can really enjoy it. That's the kind of movie that you do want to get, you know, swung around in a bit and immersed in.
Did you see, the Discord, image I tagged you in?
I haven't been on the Discord in a while.
Okay, so on our Discord in the general chat, I'm going to share it on screen. I looked up the Friday 1900 7 p.m. for those that don't know the 24-hour clock. I just wanted to look at the where's the Discord? No, whoops. I accidentally replaced you with the Discord. I think this is what I was wanting to do. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. So, Friday, 1900, RPX screen, no seats sold.
For what?
For Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, no, yeah, your area sold. Sucks.
Dude. I showed another image, and I don't have that one on the Discord because I shared it directly with someone. I showed an image of the Thursday afternoon, and like I said, you got a lot of places going on spring break, and my area is a spring break destination area. So even though not necessarily my son's school system being out yet, doesn't mean there's not an influx of people here in the area looking for things to do. But the Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening, no tickets sold. I didn't look at Wednesday, but
Wednesday dude, night 4DX practically sold out.
Jeez.
So
yeah, our area is so rough for movies, man.
Ours but is
I'll tell you what. My son is excited for this movie, like super, super excited for this movie. And I cannot wait to take him to see it this week.
That movie's gonna do very, very well.
Let me I'm gonna look up the Wednesday. This will be the Wednesday at 16:20, so 4:20. Nice on Wednesday. Oh my God, Manny, make sure there's nothing on the there's literally, I don't think you guys on the audience are, the audience will see there's one white dot and one different grayed out dot, and that's the one seat that's been sold. Manny, look, one ticket has already been sold. Yep. for Wednesday.
RPX.
Jeez.
That's all of the rooms. So yeah, your area sucks for movies. The thing about it is something I've noticed about my area also in Fresno is that a lot of people actually do not use the Regal Unlimited app.
Mm-hmm.
They actually they'll use cash for movie tickets, and so it doesn't register that you know some people are showing up. So when we get there sometimes, Brittany will be like, hey, did you like get these seats like around people? And I was like, I swear to God, there was nobody in this theater when I booked it. I thought we were in here with like seven other people, and then it's packed. It happened to us in Scream. Scream looked like it was a second week. Yeah. And then it was like a random showing that I picked just to make sure that there wasn't a lot of people. And no, it was packed. And we're like, ah. So people show up at the last minute too.
I would agree with you, but whenever we go to movies and we've seen like the pre-sale looks very like whenever I buy my tickets, what I see, especially if I buy them day of, whatever I see is usually what it is, right?
Yeah.
Whenever you go in, there's never a long line at the box office. There'll be a longer line waiting to get scanned in. Waiting to get scanned in versus buying at the box office itself. So it's my area. I need to go out to one of the other cities in the area and see how it's doing with the big theater out there closer to the coast.
But yeah, it's yeah. I don't get it. Well, yeah, we enjoy our movies out here, it looks like it. So it's pretty fun. You know,
Secret Invasion, you wrote about it. I have thoughts.
I don't give a damn about Secret Invasion. That's what I'll tell you. God, dude. Like, I watched the trailer and I said, I don't know exactly why I'm supposed to care about this. Number one. And number two, same. I was like, this is associated with Captain Marvel in my head. So,
same.
So my last reaction was, because my expectations are so low for this project, I'm probably going to end up liking it. Because right now, like, I am so convinced that it's going to be bad that any slight kind of mediocre show that we are going to get is probably going to make me feel like, oh yeah, okay, it wasn't that bad.
I can cope with that. I literally, like you kind of said, I felt nothing. This didn't move my needle at all. I wasn't like, oh man, now I'm hyped. Let's go. And I wasn't like, oh, this is complete dog shit. I hate it and I don't care. I literally watched it and felt like I just had a bite of vanilla ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it was ice cream. It's cool.
Shut your mouth. Vanilla ice cream is great. and people all of a sudden are gonna pretend like they ever cared about Secret Invasion. That's the other thing. It wasn't that great of a run.
And this looks completely different than the run.
That
so
might be good though.
thank God. Thank God.
But I didn't. Yeah. It didn't move anything for me.
Here's the big question. Manny, who has been a Skrull the longest on Earth? Do you think it's Maria? Do you think maybe even Fury himself? Like, what do you think is the biggest Skrull reveal for this series?
Maybe Rhodey.
Ooh, I like that. Rhodey's been a Skrull the whole time.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting plant of Fury's, maybe even to put Rhodey in Tony's path.
Yeah.
You know? That's interesting. I think Maria will be one, but I don't think that's gonna be the big reveal. Now that you say Rhodey, I think that's actually how would that affect Armor Wars though?
Oh yeah, you're right.
People feel different about him with him being a Skrull.
My bad, I forgot about Armor Wars.
Okay, so maybe it will just be, oh my God, Maria was a Skrull the whole time. I don't think that's really a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I think that kind of, I think that kind of is given away in Far From Home. But then again, it could just be Talos and his. But that was his wife playing Maria, if I'm not mistaken, their marital relationship versus that Skrull having been. Yeah, never mind. That theory's out the window now that I thought about timeline and stuff.
Timeline? They don't care about timeline.
that's true. I don't know what it will all end up looking like. But do you think that that guy with the weird stretchy arm is meant to be our Super Skrull?
Maybe. Whatever.
Yeah, damn, dude, you really don't give two fracks.
What? Why should I?
I don't. They're not giving us a reason to. Yeah. So you're right. Why should we?
Dark, gritty espionage series that's gonna probably not have a Skrull in it. The first two episodes, we're gonna have people who say, yeah.
this is the type of thing that I love in Star Wars these days, something darker and grittier than pirates that say avast and use a actual wheel in a spaceship. But
Danny Broccoli alone. He served his purpose.
I'm dropping an F bomb. Fuck Davy Broccoli. But it's the fact that this is supposed to be part of something bigger that I'm supposed to care about, and I just don't right now.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
And that sucks. I want to, guys. Like, we're never here wanting to dislike something Marvel or DC or anyone is doing. We want to like it all. No one wants to waste their time. That's the one thing you can never ever get back is your time. So wasting it watching something bad or something you don't like is not something we want to do, and we want to have things to watch. So I don't want it to suck. Want it to suck.
Yeah, I agree.
I am still feeling excitement for Guardians 3, though. I'll say that. How are you feeling about that? They had a short little trailer / like web spot last week.
I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not expecting any much from it. I have the same level of excitement for Guardian, actually a little bit less than I did for Shazam.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I knew what Shazam was gonna be, and I knew it was gonna be kind of fun. It did disappoint me a bit at the end, especially with its third act. But overall, it was what it was, and kind of knowing what Guardians is, especially with Guardians 2, and then knowing that you kind of have an idea which are the characters who are leaving because they've publicly said they're leaving.
But how? Because death matters more than I'll see you later. You know.
He's probably going to find his loved one or something, and then we're going to see a dancing montage at the end or something. I don't know. There's so many other films that I'm excited for that are not DC or Marvel right now. Blue Beetle is an exception. The Flash is an exception. All right, so there's two of them. But there's so many other films that I'd rather watch right now than a Guardians if you put it in front of me.
Fair enough,
Dude. Marvel's cool, and the thing fair is, enough. there's a lot of I've seen a lot of people on Twitter and friends say things like, "Am I just getting old, or am I just like not interested in Marvel right now? Like, what's happening?"
People were fooling themselves into thinking that they liked Phase 4. You didn't, guys. We're telling you now. No, you did not like Phase 4. You were doing. Let me take you back to 1999.
Marvel Zombies. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take you guys back to 1999 and a little film called Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. Millions of people walked out of the theater at a couple hours after midnight on a May evening in 99 and thought to themselves, "There's no way I didn't like that, right?" I mean, the pod race was cool, right? The lightsaber duel was cool, right? And I mean, the space fight was cool as long as no one was talking, and if no one talked during the pod race, it was even better. And if no one talked during the whole first act, it was actually a really, really good movie, especially that jar. Do you guys see what I'm saying? Like, we had to convince ourselves that episode one wasn't trash, and then we all realized really quickly, usually after the second viewing, that this is a horrible, horrible movie, unless you were nine, maybe. And that's what phase four reminds me of, man, is that time where people, including me, try to convince ourselves that the prequels were better than they were. And I know some people genuinely like them. You guys should get your heads checked. But
there's a lot of elements. Elements of Phantom Menace that I enjoyed.
As long as no one talks. Phase four is similar, man. It was so heartbreaking to just have one disappointment after another. And there are only a few that were outright bad. Most of them were okay to disappointing, you know, but that's bad when the best you got is okay, you know, and then you've got a couple of bad and then a shit ton of disappointing. And mm-hmm. that's the problem with phase four. And what might be the problem with phase five, man, because, you know, Ant-Man and the Wasp is better than what I think a lot of people said, especially critics, but I don't give a damn about the Marvels. They haven't given me a reason to. I don't care about Secret Invasion. And I've said specifically my whole thing with Guardians is I like the Guardians, like the Guardians movies and story. I'm into that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Come on, Marvel. Get it together, man.
Well, they're trying to, because now they're all backtracking to not make as many shows and as many movies, because mm-hmm. they realize that it's not good for them, their quality. Yeah. But we're wrong, right? We haven't been saying that for too long or for too many episodes already.
Not at all. Anyways, we got a bit of a late start today because I had the business meeting with Breaking Geek Radio, so we'll put a pin in it there today, guys. Check out lrmonline.com for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. The WonderCon coverage is going up there. The podcast and trailers. Manny wrote up the Secret Invasion trailer and stuff like that. So check all of that out at the website. The Genreverse YouTube channel for anime reactions, trailer reactions, Daily Cog, Breaking Geek, The Cantina, and more. And it's also available on all your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Stitcher and Amazon, Apple, things like that. Yeah. Manny, anything else?
Oh, just a quick note on the breaking news this morning. UFC and WWE are combining to create a $21.4 billion entertainment company. 51% of the Endeavor Group will be taking controlling interest, and existing WWE shareholders are going to have 49%. So that is happening. That, you know, yesterday, wow, with Mania wrapping up last night, then this sale or this merger, whatever you want to call it, has been in the works for a while, and obviously they were just waiting for Mania to wrap up to announce it. So UFC, wow, WWE, now one big happy family.
Jeez. Maybe we'll talk about that some tomorrow. Yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.